Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Smitty Sports Talk podcast. And we're going to talk some Phillies, man. Talk about the season. Talk about the run, the October, the World Series push, the amount of fun, the amount of excitement that the team gave us to really put us in a spot and give us a feel of playoff baseball and give us a feel as fans that we haven't felt in such a long time. In my lifetime, this is the first feeling be able to watch this team go through, other than when I was 9, 8 years old, that we're going to go through this and really get to feel the ups and downs, the roller coaster of emotions, each pitch, how intense it is, and how exciting playoff baseball is. We're going to bring back up from the beginning of the season. Beginning of the season, spring training, the team's hopes, make a wild card. Win a wild card game, and you're a happy camper. Obviously, anything happens if you get in, but that would be just the craziest if they get in and do something special. No one expected that at the end of the year. The expectations were, you know, a top three team in the NL East, probably third team behind the Braves and the Mets, just coming in on the rosters and fighting for a wild card spot. We move to the first 2 months of baseball. The team's 21 and 29. They're not in good hands. Joe Girardi's got them lost. Joe Girardi was not managing this game correctly. He was not getting to the young guys. He was not playing the young guys. You had Didi in the lineup every day. Odubel in the lineup every day. Johan Camargo in the lineup every day. You had these guys that were not everyday players playing, and not much excitement at all around this team. Nothing at all to get these guys going. And it's just really hard for me and for us to see where they went with Joe Girardi to where they are now. You have Bryce Harper getting hurt, the elbow. Excuse me. The elbow. Moving him to DH. He's out for some time, and no one knows what's going on. Is the team going to play the same with Harper without Harper? Is the team going to have the same fire without Harper? They go to the playoff. They go to the middle of July towards the All-Star break. They were on a run. They were on a hot streak. Teams couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. Out of that All-Star break, the team wins, I think, somewhere between like 15 of their first 20 games. And they put themselves right back in the thick of the race. Now, no one yet believed because their schedule was so soft and so just not all there. And all of a sudden, they start getting these glimpses of hope and glimpses of maybe they can do something. And you saw in that August, the July to August stretch of exciting baseball, 9-game win streaks. Bryce Harper comments after the game. You see Castellanos and Schwarber just take over July. Not Castellanos, Schwarber take over July. JT Realmuto playing great baseball. Looked like the best catcher in baseball again. He still is to this day. But you got the money from the guys that you made, and you made them. They made the push. Aaron Nola pitching like a complete ace with Zach Wheeler. Both 1-2. Ranger was getting his swag back. Bullpen starting to figure itself out. Then we get to September. September comes along. And what happens? The same old rumors, the same old Phillies start to come out. The loss, the losing, they get swept by the Cubs. Everyone thought that season was over when they get swept by the Cubs. The team was losing that's bunches, 12 out of 17, 15 out of 20 games. When they need it most, their aces, their trade acquisitions, their superstars stepped up. You saw Bryce Harper not hit the ball well. not hit the ball great out of his comeback from the thumb injury. You saw him struggle mightily. You started to really get worried and really start to not understand and not know what's going on. You feared that he was never going to come back. Never going to come back. But you know what was always there? Grit. And the willing to not ever give up in situations. The willing that they knew they were never out of this thing. The thought that they could actually go and make some noise. The team believed in each other. That this group was so close-knit group. And they really, really believed in each other. That stuff goes a really long way. That's the type of thing. Brotherhood is the type of thing that can carry teams throughout runs and carry teams throughout playoff pushes. Believing in each other. Next man up mentality. Someone struggles, someone picks them up. And you saw that. And you were beginning to see it every game. We get to the playoffs after they go into Houston and clutch a playoff spot for the first time in 12 seasons. They go in to St. Louis against the Cardinals. They battle. Man, do they battle. Juan Yepes, two-run bomb off of Jose Alvarado, who's been your horse coming back in since the end of August. Bummer. You're down. Down the dumps. Down 2-0, bottom nine. First batter, Reese Hoskins gets out. Starts with JT. And then Bryce. And then Casty. And then Boehm. And then Gene delivers. Gene delivered. And you know what? That moment against Ryan Helsley, who was arguably the best reliever in baseball, sparked something. Right then and there, they stole a win in a hostile environment in a game where you have not looked good going into. No one really had you winning but yourselves. And sometimes that's all you need is yourselves. Seeing them win that game, how Gene celebrated, how the team celebrated, they tacked a sixth spot on. That gave us hope. All of us as fans. Bryce Harper comes out in game two. Bomb. You start feeling something. You had an actual feeling of them having a chance to go in, upset the Braves, playing multiple games in Atlanta to start the series. But you had a feeling. You had a thought process that the team could actually, and I mean this, they could actually win a series in Atlanta. They matched up against Atlanta well all year. They steal game one. They steal game one. You steal game one. You lose game two. Reese Hoskins has one of his worst series defensively I've ever seen. And he continued it in the World Series. We'll talk about that when we get there, but you lose game two. Reese bobble. They score a few runs. The offense couldn't hit. It is what it is. You go back to Philly. Need two games. And what does the team do? Put themselves in their back against Spencer Strider. Bryce bomb. Schwarber bomb. The guys were clicking. The guys were really clicking. Game four. Bryce bomb. And you started to feel, I'm sorry, and then a Brandon Marsh bomb. You started getting from your other guys, the clutch hits, those tough situations. You started getting it from everybody. From that moment forward, going into the NLCS against the Padres, and thinking about where they came from, right? And you're in the NLCS. You're one series away from playing the World Series. Your superstar's playing like a superstar. Your pitching staff is playing at the highest level it's played all year when you need it most. Your Kyle Schwarber was dead in the NLDS. Dead. And what do you know? He comes in the NLCS, the guy you paid the most, the guy you know who would turn around that can get hot at any single moment in time. Goes crazy. He has one of the best NLCSs as a Philly in a while. Other than Bryce Harper, of course. Homer after clutch hit, doubles, clutch walks. They steal it. Every single game, except for Zach Wheeler's starts, this team was an underdog. No one believed this Philly run was going to continue to last. Against the Padres, with Musgrove, Snell dealed, with the bullpen, Josh Hader. Then you get that feeling in Game 5. Bryce Harper up the bat. Phillies are up 3-1. It's a 2-2 count. Bryce Harper gets a fastball elevated off of Robert Suarez and obliterates an opposite field bomb. And your heart stopped. Your eyes were glued to the screen. Everybody was just waiting and waiting and gasping and couldn't believe what they just saw. They couldn't believe what they just saw. You heard the crack of the bat. You saw him step into the box. You said, is he really going to do this right now? Is he really going to give this team a lead? Is it really possible that Bryce Harper comes in lefty-lefty and goes oppo? Yeah, and he did it. The joy that every fan in the stadium, every fan at home, watching that ball go over the fence, just the heart and your instincts to scream, to jump up and down, and to moment of just shock was one of the greatest feelings I've ever felt as a Philadelphia sports fan in my life. Ever, other than the Super Bowl. And the Philly in general has had a lot of heartbreak, man. A lot of heartbreak. And you know what? The postseason to get to the World Series off of Bryce Harper, two run back, the guy that's been Philly, the guy that's been everything you've ever wanted, the MVP, still to this day, by the way, it's still the MVP, did it for you. Came up at the biggest time possible. Now, I'm not going to even talk about the World Series. It is what it is. Lots of hard hits. Lots of balls that could have landed in that Game 4, in the Game 5, even in the Game 6. I'm sorry, not the Game 4. Not the Game 4. You didn't hit a single ball. You got no hit. But other than that, the response from Schwarber, the swag from the team, they just ran out of gas, man. Astros have great pitching, and they ran out of gas. You know what? I couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more happy for what I've seen from these guys. And it's just, I can't imagine that feeling. That feeling, you have to be in that situation. You have to be sucked in, pulled in, and watch that and feel that. The vibrations, the flashback, everything about it was what everything you can ask for. It's just astonishing that it really, really, really happened. The run really happened. No, they didn't get to the finish line. No, they didn't win the whole thing. They got an NL pennant, which I don't care about, but it's a great accomplishment looking back on it. From where we were in spring training, from where we were after the firing of Joe Girardi, for Rob Tomper to come in here and light a fire, who's now the manager of this baseball team, you have to smile and look back at it and enjoy it. And I never, ever felt so much just fun. I had so much fun watching this team play football, baseball. I can't. I really can't. Next year's going to be fun. The trades in the offseason, the free agent signings that they're going to make, the free agents that are going to be, we'll all talk about it all at a later date. But I've gotten over it. I have a time to talk about it a little bit, rejoice about it, and really understand what we just watched was special. So, with that being said, thank you all for listening. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for watching the episodes of the Phillies podcasts for the past couple of weeks and really went on this journey. We got to watch them play baseball till November 4th. We got to watch them play baseball for into November. And we didn't think this team was going to get past October 4th. Something about that sits very, very well in my head, and I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm not going to take any of it for granted. So without further ado, thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you next time.